Me too.
There we go. Teamwork, you see? All right. Flawless.
Woo. Okay.
So what we're starting with? Bizarro status.
Yeah.
Are we doing Bizarro voices or not? Because I don't know how to do Bizarro voices.
I'll just do a silly voice.
Okay.
Alright, so.
Alright, John. All set? Yeah. Let's do this!
Hey! This is Bizarro Anthony!
Right, okay. Three, two, one.
Hey, this is Bizarro Anthony from Game Music for All!
And this is Bizarro Mr. B, what?
This is Chibima from Game Music for All, and you're listening to Letters vs. Numbers, by the way.
And now you know.
Yes, let.
Not Bizarro Chibima, we got the real Chibima.
Yeah.
This
the
is
real deal.
Yeah, we forked out the cash. Like, the Bizarro Chibima would have been cheaper.
Had to pay good money for this one here.
I know, right? This is our, all the money that we're getting from doing Nerdapalooza, we put towards hiring you.
Sweet.
Your check is in the mail.
Yeah.
My check is, okay, I'll be looking for that. I'll have your word on that. I'll be checking it every day.
Be sure to constantly harass your postman about it.
Oh, definitely. Be like, grab him by his collar and just be like, where's my fucking mail? I want my check.
Buy a dog just to, like, you know, make his life even more miserable until it happens. And be like, listen, once I get the check, I'll get rid of the dog. The ball is in your court, Mr. Postman.
It all comes down to you.
Yep. Anyway, that first song was
Bushido
style. It was not Anamanaguchi.
No, it wasn't. Fuck.
You've just been like eager to say Anamanaguchi.
Because I can't pronounce the fucking name. But no, my bad. It's Shale Riley versus Bizarro Stylus.
It is.
That was Bizarro Paradise City.
Bizarro Paradise City, where the
girls
are green
and
the grass is pretty.
Grass is pretty.
What?
I like Kool-Aid because it tastes sour.
We've decided that song is like between 1900 and between 1899 and no, yes, 1900 and 99. Arguably, the best song ever made was probably Freebird, I guess. And I think that in Bizarro Paradise City, we have a contender for the best song between, like, 1999 and 2999. No, that's an even bigger period. It doesn't matter. It's just a fucking good song.
I think it'll still be in there, though. Like, By the year 3000, like, it'll still be in the top 10.
I think so.
I love it. It cracks me up so much just to hear all the different. And Shale Riley cracks me up too. He's like, I got it wrapped now, you guys, shut up.
I don't think that's Shale Riley.
I think Shale Riley just did the music. But that's some catchy music.
The music?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, I'm not 100% on this, but I'm pretty sure, like, all three. No, I don't want to spoil the magic.
Who's on Bizarro Stylus?
It's Bizarro Stylus, Bizarro Illithid, Bizarro Pillsby Android, and Bizarro Columpy. It's definitely not one guy doing all three voices.
Oh, okay.
Definitely not.
Right on. Right on, I did not know that. Coo-coo-coo-coo-coo.
And that song is, why don't you tell us where that song's from, Anthony from Game Music for All?
That song is on the recently released Here Comes a New Challenger 2 Turbo, and I think that song is on the second disc. So you could head over to gamemusicforall.com/newchallenger2 and grab that song right away.
Download that shit, yo.
Grab the whole compilation, because it's pretty solid.
Oh, yeah.
I'd give it...
I was
I'm giving it 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10?
Good. Yeah. How many sexy deal. Underage ninjas would you give it?
1 out of 1.
1 out of 1. The best review ever.
When we were at school and there was like a pretty girl and stuff, we would always like tell the joke like, marks out of 2, I'd give her 1. That was like, wow, the height of sophistication.
The height of sophistication. right on. No, I think I'm probably gonna, like, for the next one, I'm probably gonna choose a song from Here Comes the New Challenger as well. Just from now on, forever. Use up all the songs until there's no more.
That's fair enough.
That's something I won't argue with. That's a plan I could get behind.
Yeah, thumbs up.
So we have to, now that Here Comes the New Challenger 2 is out, and you can take a breather for like a day. You need to start working on a new compilation.
Always with compilations. I'm not a machine.
You
are. Well, according to category, you are.
Oh, yeah. Well, also, in that note, category, you can stop bugging me now. Go download the album.
Yeah.
And you can check out Category
tit.
Doing a song with Swampy Boy on the compilation. Just.
Yep.
Noise.
Rocking out and doing their thing, I guess.
How do you decide what songs are gonna be on it? Like, do you, like, literally, like, look at all your songs and it's like. Like a contest? You just be like, well, I like this person, but this one's just a little bit better. I'm gonna go with
I go to mybrute.com and I make a character for each song and they battle it out.
Nice. Speaking of which, if you go to mybrute.com/mr-the-b and find me. Yeah.
Or you could go to mybrute.com/chibi-ma. Fight me there. I got a fucking shield and a club.
Yeah. Or you could go to mybrute.com/genoboost and you could win against me because, I mean, don't you need that kind of self-esteem?
I think most people are gonna go to yours because, like, mine has an insane amount of dashes in it, and Chibi's has 1, and yours is just Geno Boost.
That's how I do.
That's
one
how
word.
How
For
do
all
fare.
You lazy bastards.
I know, right?
Clicking on dash is just too much to handle.
Yep. Oh. I don't even think I have a dash button on my computer.
I don't need that shit. I'm Geno Boost.
When I bought my keyboard, I just got a hammer and broke like several keys I knew I wasn't gonna use.
So you go, well, whenever we like see your keyboard, we'll just see like missing pieces.
Yep.
Like, you got even some of like the letters missing. You're just like, I never use that fucking letter.
Semicolon. Who the fuck uses semicolons?
I got rid of the Q. Got rid of the J.
End. Fuck end. I'll just press page down a lot. Yeah.
Got rid of half keys.
What is one key do you think that is totally useless? Like, you've never used it in your whole life. You don't know why it's there. It's just there.
Insert.
Scroll.
Insert key?
Fuck yeah.
Where the fuck is the insert key? Oh yeah, that thing. Oh wow. It's like in the top right. I've never seen it before. Right next to delete.
There it is. You're itching to try that out now, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm gonna Google that shit. Google it up. Go to Wiki Answers, ask, how the fuck do you use insert and what for? And see what I get. Or Yahoo Answers. Yahoo Answers is pretty useful, too.
I think if you just put, how do I insert, that you'll get some good reactions.
Oh, yes.
But how do you insert?
You
with circuits.
With circuits. I was waiting for that. I think that's a good note to, Chibi Ma pointed out that at the end of the last podcast, we were all like, this is an end of an era and we'll tell you why, and then we got sidetracked. And we didn't actually tell you why.
Yeah, you're like, this is the end of the era and we're gonna tell you why. By the way, subscribe to us. We're being sponsored. Later.
That's how we do. Hustle comes before content.
It's like, wow, anticipation much?
I know, right? I was nearly distracted again.
On the edge of my seat here. I was all excited too. I was like, oh shit, they're gonna explain it. They're gonna explain it.
Why would you be excited? Like, you knew what it was.
To be honest, no, I didn't at first. I was like, oh wow, something else gonna happen? What's gonna happen?
Are they gonna make it off the island?
Yes, it was like watching a reality TV show.
So,
except you're not really watching, you're listening.
So yes, we are at some point gonna say why it's a new beginning. We're building up to that. I think we should play a song first.
All right.
What song should we play?
What song should we play?
Let's play Helix Nebula, because I get to fucking say the band name now.
Yeah.
Do you mean Helix Nebula?
Helix? Is it?
Helix?
Helix? Helix? Whatever. Okay. Helix Nebula.
Wait.
What?
This is Helix Nebula by Anna Managuchi. Enjoy.
Stole your thunder.
You asshole! Yes. I'm pissed now. Fuck you. Fuck this. Fuck you. Fuck.
We should do that. Me or Mr. B should come back and be like, well, we were gonna announce Chibi Ma is now part of the show, but she just quit.
I'm down with that.
I wanted to say it. Damn it.
Okay, after we say you just quit, just like bust in and be like, that was Helix Nebula by Anna Managuchi, fuck yeah.
Okay, it will, actually I should.
Alright, well.
Alright, what should we play next?
No, well, we could just do like a short skit like in between the two songs of doing that.
Alright.
What skit?
Like, we'll just like.
Just you yelling about Helix Nebula?
Okay.
Yeah, just be like, fuck your back-to-back songs, that was Anna Managuchi, or something.
Okay, should I do that now?
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck your back-to-back songs, that was Anna Managuchi, Helix Nebula for the win, yo!
You're just breaking all the rules. This is...
I know, I'm a troublemaker, that's what I do.
Word.
She's like the new loose cannon now, because like, we need new characters, like season 3 in this place.
I know, now that the bad guys become sort of half good. We
stole back my thunder, bitches.
We still need to go into the next song or this will become a proper bit. So
okay.
This is a song I found on 8-Bit Collective randomly. It's called Superfinger by The Squishy and it's ridiculous. Enjoy. And we play it. That song is right. Ridiculous.
Play. That song is ridiculous.
Yeah. you have a habit of picking ridiculous songs that are end up being awesome, like that one band, Team Rocket.
Yeah, I love Team Rocket.
What? There's a band called Team Rocket?
Yeah.
There's probably several, but
you, me, this one. Thunderdome.
Holy crap.
What's crap?
I've just never heard of this before, and I'm all excited now.
If you'd listen to the old episode.
I know, right?
Shut up, I'm working on it.
It wasn't even that old an episode.
What? How old was it?
I don't know, I think
9 or 11?
Oh. Yeah, I gotta watch that. Not watch, listen. Fuck.
Alright, so are we gonna come want me to touch you in, Mr. B?
Yeah.
Alright, 3, 2, 1.
Yo, as I mentioned less than a minute ago, that was Superfinger by The Squishy, who are apparently the premier Russian 8-bit synth pop band. They've got that market cornered.
They got that market cornered?
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, that song's pretty nuts. I like it, though.
I want a corner in market. Like, even in the literal sense, like, maybe chase a market into a cul-de-sac or a dead-end road and just be like, ha.
What market would you like to corner?
Well, there's this little shop on at the end of 3rd and Main. Take that one.
Har, 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 har.
I want a corner of a market of, like, really cute goth girls snugging me a lot.
I want to corner our market. What market can I corner? I want to corner one, too.
You've got...
girls that rap about Final Fantasy VII as Yuffie?
Yep.
Well, fuck. I mean, once I popped out of the womb, I already covered that one. I want to cover another one.
Now you're just getting greedy.
Well, fuck yeah, I'm Yuffie. That's what she do. She's all like, bitch, that's mine.
You should corner the market of, I don't know. Racism.
I should. That's my market now. I cornered it. Right.
Actually,
now.
I think that market's pretty well covered.
Shut up. No. Blasphemy. It's my market now, damn it.
I think unless, like, you know, you seriously ramp up your genocidal killings, you've got a way to go before people can say,
I'm getting there.
Racism?
I'm getting there. My army is coming together.
You don't have
her plan to be the next Hitler.
I have an army. Don't underestimate me. I have an army.
Is it in your sleevey?
What?
Is it in your sleevey? Your army?
Har, har. Har, har.
That was gold.
No.
We'll be here all week.
Oh, wow. Wait, if we're all cornering markets, shouldn't Gino corner one, too?
Gino has Gino Douche Industries.
Yeah, we're douching it up 7 days a week.
I still don't understand that nickname. I really don't.
Well, because...
Gino Douche.
Because Gino Douche, it still kind of sounds like the word Gino Boost, except it has the word douche in it.
Yeah, I know, but why? Why did he add the word douche in it?
Why would you question that?
Because I can, damn it. I'm American, and I'm gonna question it.
She's just
Fuck.
Breaking rules, redefining borders. She's out of control.
We've made a huge mistake.
I'm a loose cannon. I'm just...
And did we say what the announcement was?
Not
yet. That we were supposed to come back from?
No.
Are we building more suspense?
We are. And on that note, we'll play another song. No.
Oh, well.
If we build it up too much, it'll just be an anticlimax. Because, like, everybody knows anyway.
Yeah.
Not everybody. There's some
everyone
people.
That we talk to.
Well, true. But that's like...
Well, even the ones that we don't have probably cottoned on, especially at this point.
If they listen this far.
Mm.
If they
which
pay attention.
Should. No, I was listening... to you should have seen my face. I was actually getting really excited when I was listening about the end of an era. I was like, oh, dude, you serious? This is so cool. And I'm like, I'm gonna listen to this whole fucking thing so I can get it.
What do you mean, the whole fucking thing? I only said that, like, in the last 2 minutes of the podcast.
We also said it at the beginning.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
No, you didn't.
All right. I don't
know. Oh, this podcast, yeah, but the last one, no.
So what you're saying is, if we keep building it up, everyone will listen until the very end of the episode.
Yes, but since I'm here now, you shouldn't do that.
What we need, also, is one of those dramatic piano noises, like when something happens on a soap opera, goes, and then, like... I can't make the noise of people pressing 12 keys on a piano with my mouth.
Wait, try and make that noise again.
Yeah.
You also can't see.
That's not the noise of suspense. That's the noise of, like, I don't know, a microwave finishing.
Do you know what that noise is? That's the noise it makes when not when you're being called, but when you're calling somebody on Skype. Like, have you noticed that this, when you're being called on Skype, it's like awesome. It's all kick ass and everything. It's playing that cool tune and whatnot. But when you're calling people, it's just like loudly in your ear, and you're just like, oh shit.
I have noticed that, although I will point out it sounds nothing like the noise Gino made.
Well, it's similar. I'm not saying that it's a noise.
The most important thing you guys are missing is that I'm motioning to my keyboard as if I'm playing a piano, which adds a whole lot to my impression that you're missing out on.
Oh no, I have this image of you just like going to town on your keyboard, just.
And you're wearing like a white dinner suit, and you just like flick the tails out from the seat.
Wearing a powdered wig.
Yeah, and there's some like lady draped across the piano. Like, nobody even knows her. She's nobody. She's just there.
You guys are taking piano stereotypes from, like, four different eras. Why would I be playing at, like, a dinner banquet, but also at some sleazy nightclub, and also have a powdered wig on?
And also be doing the overdubs for a soap opera.
Because it's the piano, and it works.
It's like you guys took every piano-based movie and just put them all together.
Hells yeah! That's how the piano works, yo. I would know. I play.
And also, it falls on your head.
You asked for it. You said, you guys are missing the point. I'm making a piano motion.
Shut up, Bizarro TV Mall.
Yeah. Go back to Bizarro World.
And go play your Doom.
Yeah, go play your Oblivion. Halo.
I love Doom. Doom, 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 Doom. No, that... fuck, I'm not doing that. That just reminds me of Gurr.
And on that note, yeah, we may as well play a song now. The announcement can wait.
What song should we play?
Okay, let's get into auto scroll, but before we do, I just want to say that there's this artist, Animal Style. He's a solo chiptune performer. He also plays a guitar, and he made a guitar pedal that basically emulates the NES. When you play the guitar, it will play the notes of an NES or an NES console.
Oh, that's
and,
badass.
Like, as brilliant as that is, he then joined a band with two of the members of the now dead Chromalodeon, which, you know, I won't shut up about. And that was about 6 months ago, and they have finally put some songs in their MySpace from a live show they did, and this is one of them, and it's Wilderness from the soundtrack of the game Golden Axe.
And then we play.
Yep.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
What should we come back with? Should we come back with
Era Draconis? Is that how you pronounce it? Era Draconis?
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah, that's how I pronounce it.
Okay, Era Draconis. I'll just say it like that.
Say it like Kabuto.
I can't. Kabuto the Python.
Do you want me to count you in?
Yeah.
Awesome. 3, 2, 1.
And that was Era Draconis by Kabuto the Python with Confucius and Old Snake. And yeah, I like that song a lot. It makes me giggle.
I like that the whole song seems to be like based around having like Tiri and Or in it, the rapping dragon guy, and he just isn't.
Yeah, I know. I was like, wow, okay. I was like all expecting to hear him, but never did.
Don't you love it when a plan comes together?
Oh, wow. Speaking of Parcel Tongue, what did you guys think of Parcel Tongue? I thought it was pretty cool.
Too long, didn't good. Listen.
Too long, didn't listen? Oh, wow. I liked it. It had a lot of songs on it, for sure.
It was a pretty short album, actually, but it was a ton of songs.
Yeah,
I don't really know why.
It's good, but I'm still sifting through it. Like, I found a couple good songs, but there's some I still have to pay attention to.
Yeah, same. Like, I was having troubles trying to find a song that I wanted to play off of his album. I was just like, oh, fuck, I like this song, but I like this song too. And then there's this song.
I wanted to play Bowman's freestyle off of it.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I was like, oh, I really want to play Bowman. Because Bowman's the shit.
Bowman is the shit. You should, Bowman has like a blog. Or I think
I know,
called,
Common Beats.
Yeah. If you go commonbeats.blogspot.com, or I think that's right, but he started to post like beats up there, and like people should pay him serious money for his cuts because they are just high
beats.
Quality. He does make good beats.
He's the beat master.
I think that's a reasonable title to give him. Is beat master?
Beat master, Bowman. Oh.
Or Common Beats, or whatever his name is.
Now I just want to hear him take what Chibima just said and then sample it into a beat.
You could probably
and then it would come full circle.
Speaking of beats and like by extension like beating, I'm still looking at this coin slot babes thing you sent me.
Oh my god. Oh dear. I don't know. There's this site, and it's called coinslotbabes.wordpress.com, and I don't know. I honestly feel like crying right now. Gino, god damn it, you make me want to cry. It's all because of you. You're
I
like,
do what I can.
Chibima, you should check this out. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I don't know.
Wrote was, check this out. Best blog ever, lols.
I was all excited, too. I was like, oh, if Gino likes it, then I'll probably like it.
And it must be a source of well-written and informative articles.
Fuck, no. Okay, so basically, you got these chicks, and basically they're all like, we're girl gamers, yo. We fucking play games, and we're hot. We're elite. And Master Chief is a stud, and I'm Laura, and I cosplay as Laura Croft, but I can't even spell her name right. And then the one thing that really got me is that they had a post that is called Biggest Penises in Gaming. So I click on it, and they got all these, you know, video game male characters on it, and I see Snake, which I totally agree, because Snake is a stud, but they fucking call him Metal Snake. Like, the title of it is Metal Snake. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I was just done. I was like, oh my god, I can't. No. I basically have lost hope. I don't even know what to think anymore. And then for, like, Devil May Cry, they had Dante on there, but they spelled Dante's name as Dantay.
And he is a bit Dainty? Androgynous. I don't think he'd be that well endowed. But I do like that number 5 is Mewtwo.
Mewtwo. Oh, I saw that too. I was like, it's Mewtwo. That's that's awesome. And just to add on to more epic fail, they were like, they had a post about Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, but it's not Call of Duty 6, people. It's not. It's Call of Duty 4. In fact, I don't even know if there's a Call of Duty 4 in it anymore. I think it's just called Modern Warfare. I don't know. But it's not 6. So
I have learned something from this blog. Apparently, Playboy are releasing a game called Playboy Manager. And this, and I quote, you play as a talent agent and manage all the sexy chicks. Nice.
But is that really what people want to do when they think about Playboy, is manage?
It's like, well, she's hot, but she's got to be up at 6 a.m. for makeup, and she's got a store opening at 9.
I don't know.
And all the controls are like set up and designed so you can play one-handed.
It's nice to see that, you know, more girls are playing video games and all, but come on, honestly. Like, it's not that big of a deal. I mean,
I think the problem is that as more people play video games, more stupid people play video games.
Well, it's like, you know, yeah, video games is a big deal currently. I mean, it's everywhere. In fact, I'm not saying this for sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was, like, the number one choice of media right now. But
above,
like,
podcasts?
Oh, Zong, even so. But it's,
I got,
like,
I gotta check out these video games.
I'm just, I don't know. Like, I had a roommate, and she's awesome and all, and we got along great, but she was kind of like that. Like, she was all like, yeah, I'm a hot gamer girl, or girl gamer, and I play video games all the time. And I was like, oh, that's cool. What console do you have? And she's like, well, I don't have a console. I played my brother's, and I played my boyfriend's sometimes. And then,
that's,
I don't
fair
know.
Enough, I guess. I mean, I don't.
She, but no, but she was like, I'm a hardcore gamer, and I fucking kick ass on this game. And then I play a game with her, and she fucking suck.
So she was just a liar.
Pretty much, like, you talk big, but I don't know. Like, Gina and I were talking about this earlier. Like, yeah, I like games. I love games, actually, but I'm not gonna go around and be like, yeah, I'll fucking, you know, like, kick your ass on, you know, Call of Duty or whatever, because truth is, I probably wouldn't. I haven't played in a while, and I probably suck. And I know I really suck at, like, fighting games and shit, but I'm not gonna go around being all like, yeah, I can pwn you any day, ah, because it's like, what's the point? Just play games and have fun.
To be honest, I think this website might be fake.
Yeah, Gino and I were thinking that too, but at the same time, I've actually met chicks who are like this, so it's like, oh my god, I really hope it's fake, because I still want to have hope for humanity, but
I don't know, I'm all about, like, everyone playing video games. I mean, I
well,
think
yeah,
Gino
everyone
was sort
should play
of
video
right
games.
That, like, more people,
I'm not
who
saying,
are, like,
it's, my beat
playing,
isn't,
like,
that they're playing games and, you know, flaunting that, it's cool and all, but flaunt what you know, like, don't, you know, pose, like, just be like, yeah, I play games, and that's that.
Yeah, I guess.
Because it's like, people make such a big deal that, like, oh my god, she plays games? Because it really isn't anymore, if you think about it. Like, yeah, there's still a lack of, like, girl gamers, but honestly, like, I'm not gonna go around and be like, yeah, I'm a girl gamer, dude. I'm like, yeah, I play games.
Oh, it's got a Twitter. Oh, it's got her AIM address. I'm gonna add that next time, see if I can get a Sydney boy thing going on.
Sydney boy 2.
Because, like,
sequel.
The thing is, I think this site is a parody, but I agree with Ma that these people do exist. Like, this is based on real events or something.
Yeah.
And if these are true, like, if this is a real website, I'm really worried about the standing of Bizarro Stylist as best music ever. For this millennium.
Yeah.
Not if these people get their say.
I don't know.
I know,
if
we're living in a world where the general population can't understand the awesome of Bizarro Stylist, then times are troubling. I will point out, though, that, like, this website does have a couple of entries on it, and it was only started on May 13th.
But that's my whole rant.
Meh.
Also, another note, they're called Coin Slot Babes, but I don't see any post about arcade games. Just want to point that out.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
They're Coin Slot Babes. I've got a coin right here, baby.
Ooh, har har!
Ding
That's a
dong.
Knee slapper right there.
Oh yeah.
But anywho,
Should we do the letters, or should we do, like, a song and then the letters?
Let's do the letters right now, actually.
Okay. I'll bring those bad boys
up. I believe we got two very awesome letters this week.
Let's have a look. Actually, we were saying that if you follow L versus N on Twitter and you Twitter anything at us that's like interesting, we'll read it. But let's have a look. No, there's nothing any good in our replies that would be funny.
Aww.
I mean, there's some valid stuff and people giving us props and stuff, but nothing that would be entertaining. Hang on.
Nothing that would be entertaining.
I do like my props.
That is true. You don't have to wait for me to log in to our Gmail.
Yes, we do.
Indeed.
We're waiting.
Okay.
Waiting. As I sing my waiting song. Waiting song.
This is my song I sing when I'm waiting for JB Mart to stop singing the waiting song.
Waiting. Fuck you, Mr. B, because I can sing as long as I want to, because I'm waiting.
Well, she's a goddamn loose cannon.
I know.
Yeah, I'm a goddamn loose cannon. I'm wild.
All the property damage, the criminals got away, and the mayor is on my ass. Hand in your gun and your badge. You're suspended. until I finish reading this letter. This letter. Cool. Right. Let's have a look. Thanks for podcasting. Not only are you guys keeping me entertained at work, but you are introducing me to an awesome array of music talent that I never knew existed. So now I look crazy at work, dancing at my desk and giggling to myself. Also, I hope you don't get rid of Chibi Ma, because she is awesome and cute. Definitely a great addition to the cast. I love listening to your sexy voice, Mr. B. Sign my boobs, Gino. Winking face... from Jolene, I made motherfucking Silent Hill go ya. Yeah.
Yay! Aww.
That was quite sweet. She made Silent Hill, really?
Oh my god, she's my hero
she
then.
She made one of the Xbox 360 ones.
Oh my god.
The one that recently came out.
She's serious. Is that, oh my god.
Really?
I have to meet this woman. I have to meet her. Be like, oh my god, Silent Hill is amazing.
Well, since I know Chibi Ma is studying to be a game designer, I'd imagine this girl's now your hero.
Oh god. Oh my god. And not to mention Silent Hill is like freaking awesome. So that's like two bonuses right there. But yeah.
I think we should give her a prize for making Silent Hill, I guess.
What kind of prize?
Could actually buy the game.
Buy the game. That's the
No, I won't buy the game, but my prize is that I won't pirate it.
That's a good prize.
I don't know.
That's a net gain, I think.
I'll probably buy it. Like, I probably would, because I love Silent Hill and I want to try it out.
I think a reasonable prize would be, I don't know. If she hears this before we do the next podcast, if she emails us back and requests a song or something, but keep it geeky, I guess.
Keep it geeky. We want to play.
That's what I might do. We all only get like a couple of song choices each, but I think I'm going to give like maybe one of my song choices away as a prize each show.
Ooh. Be careful there.
Only one. Only one, and only when I have three songs I can choose, not two. But you have to do something awesome.
And yeah, it's like awesome. Like let me sign your boobs. That's a good start.
like
Jolene is like setting a new precedent here that I think our fans would do well to maintain.
Well, all fans should allow you to sign their boobs. Yeah. Or not even allow you, request you.
Demand it.
Sign my noobs, boob, my boobs now, bitch. Fuck.
Oh, if you come to Nerdapalooza, you could get Gino to do that. Because, yeah, I'm quite surprised we haven't mentioned this yet, actually. That reminds me. We got the okay, we got the go-ahead from Hex today, or yesterday, saying that we are the presenters for Nerdapalooza now.
Woo!
We will be
there
introducing acts and keeping you entertained when sound checks are going on or whatever.
I unfortunately cannot be there, although I wish I could, but next year, hopefully.
Her spirit will be there in cutout form. Don't you worry. So anyone that's hoping to meet Chibi Ma will record her voice saying a couple of vague answers, and you can have a conversation with her.
You're going to take me up on stage there?
Yeah. We'll record some of her catchphrases. Like, I don't know, just say some now. Some catchphrases.
Pish posh applesauce.
Yeah, that's a personal favorite.
I say damn it at the end of a lot of lines too. Like, I'll say something and be like, damn it.
Say blah 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 Final Fantasy blah blah.
Blah 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 Final Fantasy blah 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 Final Fantasy.
There we go.
And there we go.
I just imagine someone going up to her cutout and saying, like, hey, Ma, it's really nice to meet you. I'm a big fan. Final Fantasy, woo! That's her reply.
That'd be awesome. Right, the next letter, because we get sidetracked all the time. This isn't letters versus numbers. This is, like, presenters versus attention span.
Har har.
Har 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 har. There you go, there's another one.
And also to note that the Nerdapalooza announcement is, although big news, not what we're building up to.
No.
Oh,
that's
right.
True.
I'm so happy that Cheeto hasn't forgotten.
Right. The second email. Right, let's have a look. I'm aware that it is a dabble late, although I would just like to express my discomfort with epic racialism. No, wait, that sentence didn't make sense. I'm going to start again. Right. I'm aware that it is a dabble late, although I would just like to express my discomfort with epic racialism, as I am a black, French, Mexican, Asian, blind, deaf, illiterate, wheelchair-bound, heterosexual, disco-dancing, nerdcore and chiptune listener. I found your podcast very offensive, and it made me cry genuine man tears from my blind, non-seeing eyes. Thanks.
You're going to hell.
From Evermus.
That thing's going to hell for sure, then.
And hi, Tamar, and you two guys. I love Evermus. Evermus rules.
One thing I wanted to point out about the email is that he misspelled illiterate, which made me laugh.
Yep.
Yeah, he's definitely going to hell.
It's good to hear from Evermus again. I caught him on MSN for the first time in a while. And I was happy. He's like a celebrity to me. Because, like, he's the first fan of the show, sort of. So, like, that's still, like, really sort of major in my eyes. Like,
it's nice that you guys show pity for those creatures, because I sure don't.
Well, only if they're banned.
Black, French, Mexican, Asian, blind, deaf, illiterate, wheelchair-bound, homosexual, disco-dancing, nerdcore, and chiptune listeners?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate
those
bastards.
Guys.
Taking our jobs.
I should also point out that Jolene has also been listening since probably the first or second episode, when I bugged her to start listening. And she's one of the only people I bugged and actually did it.
She's
right,
like,
on.
A genuine hero.
She's a true fan. She sticks with it.
She definitely gets to email in and request a song. I would just like to clarify, though, that doing something awesome between episodes to win a song, there's, like, no scale for it at all. Like, you might, like, make a Lego statue of the three of us and take a picture of it and send it in and be like, hi, do I get a song request? And we'll be like, no. Or, well, I'll be like, no. Or you could, like, email in and say, here's a dancing Kirby. Do that dancing Kirby and ask your art, and I'll be like, that's awesome! And give you a free song.
That's awesome. 5 songs.
Awesome. 5 songs.
Well, it depends on the Lego thing. Like, what's the scale? Like, if it's 1, like, 30th to scale, like, that's not impressive. But if that's it's true. Like,
if it's just full size little scale, men like themselves.
It's erected in your backyard.
I could,
when you said backyard, I'm like, I actually just imagined like a shrubbery that was like cut what? Out of like Chino, Ma, and Mr. B.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say, like, when you said backyard, I imagined like shrubbery, and I was all going to be like, oh, yeah, you get those in backyards. Sometimes. Oh. I was like, you've got a vivid imagination. It's like, when you said kitchen, I was all imagining like countertops and a microwave.
No, I finished it off though. I said that, but it's a shrubbery, but it's not any shrubbery. It's like, you know, all like cut out to be, you know, Mr. B and I. With a sink.
Yeah.
Giving a thumbs up, being like, yeah.
Working it.
Oh.
What else is there before the last block of songs?
Well, what else is there? Certainly no big news.
Yeah.
About the podcast.
I'm sure there's some. Oh. Something happened. I'm sure something happened, and it was. They're making a 8-bit Weezer album. I wanted to talk about that briefly.
Yeah.
That looks quite cool.
What's that gonna be about?
They're doing a tribute, like 10 Weezer songs.
It's more than 10, it's 14.
Oh wow, that's crazy.
14.
And that's on Pterodactyl Squad, who we haven't mentioned for a while, but they must have realized that their being mentioned quota on Letters versus Numbers had gone down, so Pterodactyl Squad like put something out that would make me essentially jizz in my pants.
I believe the album was recently announced and it will be out sometime next month, I think. And there's a lot of people on it. There's like it's like a who's who of chiptune. Anna Managuchi's on it, in fact.
Yep.
I Fight Dragons, who we've played on here. One I'm really looking
Seal
forward to is this
was
is
that?
The Seal of Quality cover. Seal of Quality, I think I played in the past, and I am a huge fan of his music and his like robotic synthy voice that he uses.
Yes.
So I'm really looking forward to what he does with some Weezer.
Sounds like a rockin' album then. Holy crap.
And Colon Open Bracket are on it. I haven't seen Colon Open Bracket do anything for a very long time.
Oh, the sad face guy?
Yeah. Well, they're a band.
Oh. Because I just remember I didn't know what his name was. But I've seen him around a lot.
They played the first Chip Fest. If memory serves.
I want to go to a Chip Fest.
It
damn
was fun.
You, Montana.
Oh, that does remind me, though. Jay Tholen was confirmed for Nerdapalooza, and that made me very excited.
Yes.
Nice. Oh my god.
Most people know Jay Tholen. I'm a huge fan of Jay Tholen.
That's putting it lightly.
All these awesome people have to go next year for sure, because it's gonna be horrible if I like can't go this year, but I can go next year, and go next year and there's like nothing.
Next year it's just like
nobody can go.
I was just trying to think of, like, the whole show was just, like, one rubbish act, but I couldn't think of a rubbish act. It's just me. I've not even got my beats. I'm just, like, stood there with a mic, like, going, doopy-doopy-doo, or, like, singing the Tetris song, and that's the whole festival.
It's held in, like, a coffee shop, not even, like, a fucking, like, hotel.
It's just on the side of a road.
Yeah.
Holding a sign saying Nerdapalooza. It was sort of weird when we got booked for Nerdapalooza. It was like hours before we actually put the podcast out, where we just go on about wanting to play Nerdapalooza. So that was a bit of a wasted effort.
I want to go next year so bad. Like, if I can't go this year, which I can't, I want to go next year. I have to go. Hopefully. I really hope.
I'm sure by in a year from now, people will be clamoring to have all three of Letters versus Numbers there.
Yes.
Watch, everyone hates me. They're just like, oh my god, it's fucking Chibi-Ma.
Boo this woman.
Like they'll be listening to Letters versus Numbers and they just skip every part that I talk. They're like, oh shit, she's replying to something.
It's like they set up intricate like systems on their computer, so whenever a noise that like matches the pitch of your voice comes on, it like skips. That'd be harsh.
That'd be a Firefox plugin.
A Firefox. Oh my god.
It's called Anti-Ma.
I don't know why, but I would actually feel kind of proud.
It becomes about as standard as like pop-up blockers.
I'd be like, yeah, bitch, I have a Firefox plugin. What the fuck do you have?
What you got for that? Speaking of Nerdapalooza, sort of, one of the bands that are playing there is Rocket Propelled Geeks, and one of the members of Rocket Propelled Geeks is Epic One, and Epic One released an album called One. And it is so ridiculously dirt cheap. It's like a dollar. Like, you can go on, give them a dollar, and you will have...
It's like a dollar, and then there's another one for $5, and then $10.
Yes, I mean, they would probably prefer you to pay $10 rather than the dollar. But, take a listen to this track. This is called Touch the Sky. I'm sure you'll come to the conclusion... But, you know, more tracks of the same caliber on your computer for you to listen to whenever you want, rather than, you know, skipping forward to 50 minutes into a Letters vs. Numbers podcast is worth a dollar. Anyway, this is that everything?
That's everything.
That's everything. This is Epic One with Touch the Sky.
Oh my god. I'm dying. Fuck.
We should keep that oh my god in just before the song.
Why? That'd be kind of random.
Just like, this is Epic
Touch
One.
Touch the Sky by
oh
Epic One.
God.
Oh my god! But they start playing.
I think I'm gonna put that at the end of the podcast. Oh my god, I'm dying. Or maybe that would be good for the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. That should be a catchphrase too for my cutout.
Nice. And then you get your
hey,
cutout
it's Chibi
to talk
Ma.
About your
hey,
cutout.
What's up, Chibi Ma? Oh my god, I'm dying.
Oh no.
Oh my lord.
I'm not dying. Pish posh applesauce.
Don't be stealing my catchphrases, bitch. That's mine.
I used to say pish posh, but I didn't say applesauce.
I said applesauce. That's mine.
Well, that's like
it.
The money part of it.
That's true. I said awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce.
Awesome
Isn't
sauce.
That when you had awesome sauce as your...
Yeah, awesome sauce.
To be quite honest, I'm not a big fan of applesauce.
That's fine.
If you said that on air, we'd get so much crap from the applesauce fans.
They would be beating the door down.
We were only eating applesauce because of Ma's catchphrase.
Have you seen this thing online? This thing about like apparently Obama likes French mustard or something, and it's become like this massive internet meme because one of the like. Networks covered it up that it wasn't American mustard or something. Like they've called it like Dijon Gate or something. And like people are just going through like all these instances on telly where Obama like proclaims his like love for Dijon mustard, and then like it got ridiculous because this French newspaper like really took offense that the American media covered up the fact that their president used French mustard.
Oh wow.
So ridiculous. Well, I think we should come back with a final defense.
Final defense. Yeah.
Yes. I like love that song.
The
whole album. That was a great album.
It was. Yeah. Like I keep hearing tracks from it, and it's just got a really good sound. I like that. I like it. I like it a lot. I like that. Make some noise. I keep meaning to play that one time, but.
Make some noise. What? All the girls and boys. What? That's how the song goes.
Any song with the word what in it.
That's how the song goes, by the way. You know.
Just for reference.
Thanks, Gina. That was really insightful of you. I didn't know.
What the hell is that
just
noise?
Dropping some knowledge on you. Is someone doing coke? What is that noise?
What? It's not
it
me.
Sounds like someone sniffing coke into their nose.
Except they're doing it through like a pixie stick or a McDonald's straw.
Oh, I love pixie sticks.
Don't change
I haven't
the
had
subject.
Those
Stop me. Doing coke.
Pixie sticks are amazing though.
That is true.
Especially when they're filled with coke.
Yeah!
Word to that.
It gives it more of a kick.
Sometimes just sugar won't get a 10-year-old through their day.
Dope. 10-year-olds gotta have their fix. Oh my god, I have this image now of like little kids going to school with their lunch pails and they open up and they got it's just filled with pixie sticks.
Oh, damn it.
I thought you were gonna say crack.
Well,
like it's not even—it's not even in anything. It's just like a pile of it in their lunchbox.
They like open the lunchbox, a bit spills out, and they're like, ah. Oh.
And then they take out their flask and take a swig, head back to class.
The youth of today.
That explains a lot about. The youth. Oh my. It's not video games or movies or music that makes kids all violent-like and angsty. It's crack. Know your facts.
Is this all good and then we didn't come back from the thing yet?
Yep.
Yep.
Alright.
We can just add it in. I don't know.
Meh, outtakes.
Yep.
Let's put it on the MySpace player or something.
Sounds good. Okay.
Alright. Okay, well, wanna count me in then?
More than anything in the world.
Aww.
Three. I'm gonna enjoy it. 3, 2, 1.
And we're back, and the song you just heard was called Final Defense by Antisoc from his Anomalous Materials Laboratory album. And I love that song because it's like, it sounds like the kind of song I would hear while playing like, if like Gradius or R-Type or UN Squadron had a theme song about fighting endless amounts of enemies, that would totally be it.
I still say that you picked some very mangry songs this time around.
What mangry. Is mangry?
You wanna...
what
mangry,
mean?
Mangry is man angry. It's anger, but like a man.
Well,
that's man angry.
Angry is like a man emotion, anyway.
No, it's not. Damn it, it's mangry.
Like,
mangry is mangry is upgrade.
Angry.
It's like the next. Evolved form of angry. That's mangry.
Oh, okay. So more manly.
Yes.
Than angry.
It is indeed.
So I've never come across an angry lady before.
An angry? Oh, are you serious? You've never came across a an angry lady.
No, not ever.
And you,
I mean,
you sir, have not worked in retail.
Yeah,
no,
seriously.
No, you're getting angry confused with bitchy.
Oh, no. I've met some pretty...
I mean, men get
angry women.
And women...
Oh, fuck, no. Dude, no,
I was just building up to a really shit sexist joke for, like, the past 2 minutes now. I give up. It wasn't that good a joke.
Oh. But the point was, like, I worked at Subway for a little bit, and... Oh my god, I've met some very angry women. Like, the one time we had, like, this, like, woman come in, and she's all like, "Do you get military discounts on sandwiches?" And I'm like, no. And then she's just like, "Fuck!" And, like, and she, and well, she wasn't like that. She
like,
was like
that's
afterwards.
That's why
but
I joined the army.
They told us there'd be sandwiches.
Discounted subs! God damn it.
Well, that was a wasted 9 years.
The army? How did the army get women? Fuck.
This is a sophisticated show.
I like how last time Ma was on the show, she talked about how important women's rights were, and now she's completely sexist.
One of us.
That's what happens when you're on the show too much.
I'm on the show too. I've only been on it like, what, twice?
This is the third time.
Yeah, that's not too much.
Well, maybe it's because I think we should announce it now.
Yeah.
Since it's almost the end of the episode.
I think we've strung this out long enough. This sham.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
What?
And then we just play the song. But like, we should come back after the song.
No, okay. If we come back from the song, no one's gonna notice. Like, everyone listens to the end of the song and then turns it off.
No, because we'll go on for, like, another 5 minutes or something afterwards. We'll see that there's an extra bit. Or we'll just say
all
on
right.
The show notes, listen to the end.
All right.
Okay. Do that.
I think it'll be hilarious.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the final song that's taking us out is by
no,
the
Proto
Man.
We'll just,
we already...
Whoa. Are we leaving yet?
Well,
all right.
No, because if this bit is on the actual podcast, we would have kind of given it away.
Yeah.
Aww.
We have, you right. have to wait till after.
So should I just say what the song was after? Or
yeah.
What? All right. Ma, do you want to do the announcement at the end there?
No.
Oh, she doesn't want to announce her thing. Just count me in. Count me in, and I'll...
All right. 3, 2, 1...
Okay, we forgot to say before we like do apologize, we were stringing you along a bit. We did forget to say the name of the song and who it was by. That was Vengeance by the Proto Men. Sorry about that, but that is show over now. Just wanted to make sure everything was in order. Right. Yes. On behalf of myself and Gino Boost, we would like to welcome Chibi Ma as the official third host of Letters vs. Numbers.
Yay!
Woo! A new party member was added.
Yeah!
A magic user is now part of your your group.
Hooray!
And it's a game with a 3-party system, so
yes.
Okay, now we're really done.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh my god.
Alright, I'm gonna stop recording, alright?
Okay.
Me too.
Stop.
Stop!